Saturday Night Live ends 45th season with abysmal ratings. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 11, 2020. Saturday Night Live were about as abysmal as the season opener last September, which saw a deflated viewership for the long-running NBC show. Deadline reports that the SNL season finale averaged a 3.7 live plus same-day household rating from 44 local markets metered and a 1.5 rating in adults 18 to 49 in the 25 markets with local people meters, which were likely season low marks for the show. Saturday Night Live lost 30% of its 18 to 49 2018 opener viewership in the show's 45th season premiere. Watch below. The finale's remote episode was an at-home setup that featured performances by host Kristen Wiig, who was self-isolating, as well as cast members and special guests, including Alec Baldwin, Tina Fey, Martin Short, Danny Trejo, and a performance by Boyz II Men. Baldwin played President Donald Trump in a graduation-themed performance in SNL's low-rated season finale. "Congratulations to the class of COVID-19," said Baldwin during his skit. "I'm so honored to be your veiled dictator, but today isn't about me, it's about you. Although I should spend a little time on me first. Because I've been treated very poorly, even worse than they treated Lincoln. Watch below. You're actually lucky to be graduating right now. There are so many exciting new jobs out there," continued Baldwin, who went on to mention that the new graduates could get jobs as a grocery store bouncer or amateur nurse. "And coal," he added. "Don't forget about coal. It's in the ground, and you just dig down and grab it." Moments later, Baldwin's Trump character coughs and then appears to drink contents from a Clorox bleach container. The remote SNL episodes have been on a downward ratings trajectory, reports Deadline, which added that the episodes had also arrived on the heels of a month-long production shutdown. The show jump-started its season last month with special guest and coronavirus survivor Tom Hanks. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo and on Instagram.